This is locally grown radio.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The markets didn't like what they heard from the Fed today. It cut a key interest rate by a quarter point, but it was what came next that sent the Dow plummeting, business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This may seem odd because often when we see the Federal Reserve cut interest rates, stocks rally. But the devil was in the details. Many investors were caught off guard by the fact that the Fed believes that we are going to get fewer rate cuts over the next 2 years.
The Dow finished more than 1,100 points lower. President-elect Trump doesn't like the spending bill that was supposed to keep the government running through mid-March, and that is raising the likelihood of a partial shutdown. Republican Senator Susan Collins.
That is costly. It creates real problems for the American people, and I think we should do everything in our power to prevent a government shutdown.
Here's reporter Christopher Cruz.
Trump essentially told House Speaker Mike Johnson and Republicans to renegotiate days before funding runs out. The bill was already on the verge of collapse when hard right conservatives and Trump's billionaire ally Elon Musk rejected the plan. Musk said anyone who voted for it should be voted out of office in 2 years.
The House Ethics Commission has now voted to release its report on Matt Gaetz, Trump's first choice for attorney general, analyst Larry Sabato.
To me, the real question is how Donald Trump could have nominated him without having all the information or having done a thorough background search on Matt Gaetz. Maybe didn't want to know it and didn't think it would matter to the 53 Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Well, it turned out that it did matter to at least a handful of Republican U.S. senators.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the new law that would ban TikTok if its Chinese owners don't sell it. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Supreme Court recognizes that it's an important case that involves First Amendment issues, that involves new technology, and that there's a real question about whether this new ban by Congress should go into effect the day before inauguration.
California's governor has declared a state of emergency over rising cases of bird flu. That is, the CDC announced the first severe illness, as Sabrina Cupid reports.
This patient was infected with H5N1 bird flu, the strain of virus that's been spreading in wild birds and poultry in the country. This person was reportedly exposed to sick and dead birds in backyard flocks.
The patient lives in Louisiana. A similar case has also been reported in Canada. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Big losses on Wall Street after the Fed indicated stubborn inflation could prevent some interest rate cuts next year. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It was a dreadful day, capping a 10-day losing streak, the longest since 1974.
The Dow finished more than 1,100 points lower. President-elect Trump doesn't like the bill that would prevent a government shutdown. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Billionaire Elon Musk says this bill is full of pork and says it should not pass. Elon Musk, of course, has been tackled by the president-elect to head up a new cost-cutting commission next year.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments over a federal law that would ban TikTok unless its Chinese owners sell it. CBS's Jan Crawford.
TikTok argues that Americans have free speech rights to see and post content on whatever social media site they choose, but a lower court sided with the U.S. government.
The hearing is set for next month when the new law goes into effect. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses, big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning for 4 to 7 inches of snow starting late tonight and through Thursday night. Some blowing snow with a gusty breeze. Low tonight in the mid-teens, high tomorrow in the mid-20s. Colder for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Currently 21 degrees.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as the Badgers get ready to wrap up the non-conference portion of the regular season schedule as Detroit Mercy, the Titans, Mark Montgomery, the former Michigan State Spartan, former head coach at Northern Illinois, and now the head man at Detroit Mercy. The Titans will be here at 1 o'clock tip on Sunday, and then a gap in the schedule for the Badgers. They will not play again until January 3rd when they jump back into Big Ten play against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Coach Gard's team coming off a very nice win on it. And a quote, neutral site. Butler is located in the city of Indianapolis, but it was at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, home of the Pacers. 83-74 as the head coach joins us now. And like any win is nice, but when you can go up against a Thad Matta coach team, you know, and they're trying to get things, you know, up and going down there, but some talent, obviously, and through the transfer portal and through recruiting, that was never trailing. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you ever felt comfortable, but I don't know what coach does. That's right. But a good performance, getting the bigs involved, and just a good all around.
Yeah, I think regardless, you always look at how you play the game, regardless of opponent. And I think when you look at, you know, obviously Stephen Nolan played well, and we needed Stephen to get back to playing how he's capable of playing. And you look at 19 assists, 3 turnovers, obviously. We did a good job of taking care of the ball, and they were unselfish. I think that was on 26 field goals, right? And
correct.
And you come close to setting a record in consecutive free throws made, as we reminded Nolan Winter about several times.
It stopped at 22.
Some good things. Some things we got to get better at in terms of some things defensively. But I thought for, you know, the stretch we've been through, and we've had some adversity, and we haven't played poorly. We just haven't gotten things completely done and played a complete game. But this is, you know, this was a good team. That's they've had their ups and downs too. As Thad, I talked to him the night before, and he said, I've coached two teams. I coach one team that shows up for 30 minutes. Then this other team walks out for 10 minutes that I don't know. And then we've all been there and done that. But they've had good wins, Northwestern, Mississippi State, SMU. So, you always want to get into those environments. And I think being in Gainbridge, having that type of a venue is good for not only that day, but you're looking at hopefully reaping benefits of that, you know, in postseason play.
Yep, Big Ten tournament right back down there in March. Well, obviously, Stephen Crowell was a big storyline. You were asked about it. Stevie was, you know, had a lot of media requests last week. 17 minutes and change, 18.6 rebounds, and you got him involved. Like, you fed him right away. I mean, everybody who, like, has a heart is feeling good for him because he took it. You know, he right. answered all the questions. And I know, you coach him up, but he's a big boy. And I say that not because he's a 7-footer. He just knows how to handle all that.
He does. Right. He's really mature. And I've always said, you know, his greatest trait and yet his fault is that he's too unselfish, you know, and we want him to be more aggressive. And I think the one thing we talked about coming off the Illinois game was just, let's not worry about jump hook or jump shot or three or anything. Start with let's play harder. And when you just focus on that solely, and I told him it's going to be in short increments. You go in there and, you know, do everything you can do in this 2-3-4 minute span, and then you're coming out. I don't care if you score 10 buckets in a row, you're coming out. So just to give him a feeling of, you know, laying all the chips on the table in these few minutes and then come back and do it again. And so I think that helped him mentally just approach it in 3-minute segments, not a 40-minute game, and just let's just come in, give everything you got for these 3 minutes, and then we'll hit reset and do it again. And you know, I guess it worked game one. But, you know, we got to do it again. And can we do it even better?
Doesn't matter if it's a Stevie or any player. A lot of times there's the old line, film doesn't lie. I guess we just say video now. Where a player can honestly believe he's empty in the tank, and then you show him, and then it's like, oh, Mm-hmm. I see what you mean. That right. still works, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. And the chairs next to all the assistant coaches are great motivators, too. It has never lost its power. The bench can really motivate at times.
We have joked about that. You'll have to look it up for the listeners. The famous Bob Knight line about motivating, about the bench. It's really good. We can't repeat everything here. We could once, but that would be about it. Nolan Winter, we talked about him last week, showing his array. You know, he's a guy who played closer to 30 minutes and getting his points, getting his rebounds. I know he missed a free throw, but you really see it's just – I don't want to take guys like that for granted, because I always thought you guys were ahead of the curve at the college level with bigs who could do different things.
Right.
And Nolan Winter is one of those guys who can do different
yeah.
things.
Yeah, I mean, really, really skilled. We're seeing just start to come out of his shell, so to speak. He's just hatching, so to speak. I think you just see it, 7 feet, how he shoots it, how he puts it on the floor. I think he can be a more confident shot blocker as time goes on. He's just a little tentative right now. Part of it's not sure. Part of it's not wanting to foul. So I think he can become even more of a defensive presence. But when you got a guy that size that can move those size 14s or 15s, whatever they are, like he can, and can get up and down the floor and has a skill set of a guard, I mean, that's it's a pretty valuable commodity. And obviously, he's very competitive. He knows he's needed to continue to improve and play better. And it was good to see those guys in tandem play well.
You mentioned, too, the 19 assists on the 26 buckets, five dimes, no turnovers for John Blackwell.
Yes.
I would imagine that's one of the first things that he might look at, looking at a box score. I mean, you got his points, got 10 points, but 5-0.
That's, you know, obviously those bigs were recipients of some of those five assists. And that's, again, a step in the right direction, because I remember reciting the box score to him in Champaign and it was zero assist. So it was a matter of, you know, okay, how can we be more aggressive within what we're doing? And it's also a credit to the players that made the shots, because he can pass the ball a lot, but if players aren't making shots or finishing plays, he doesn't get the assist. So, but no, I think John is getting, and we played him some off the ball too. We did a little more of that, and we'll continue to explore that. I think that gets him in transition more. It gets him ahead of the pack. It gets him on the wing a little more, and versus always having to bring the ball up, where we can kind of rotate a little bit with Kamari and Jack Janicki. I think come with a little more pace. I think it just allows us to use the versatility of John in a few different ways.
We mentioned before the game, Butler is really good at forcing teams into a lot of non-rim twos, but it looked like you took your share of threes. They maybe weren't dropping, but you got to the rim.
Yeah, we did. I mean, that tells with 27 free throws or whatever. Yeah. I mean, you always want to shoot a lot of free throws. It's the game has changed from a standpoint of you used to throw it in the old days, throw it inside, right? Throw it to the big ogres and let them go draw fouls. Now it's so much more about driving the ball and getting fouled in transition. And that's, you know, the analytics, which we could dive deep into, but we'd put everybody to sleep here. It's the rim twos and the threes. That's what you want. You want to eradicate as many of the non-rim twos as you can. And, of course, you're going to get fouled more if you're playing at the rim. That's common sense versus turning down those non-rim twos. You're typically not getting fouled on those 12-foot jump shots, and they're low percentage. So it all makes sense. We just got to keep trending that way.
I think it's a concept that older guys like me are still getting used to. I'm watching a highlight of Jordan, and, you know, scoring his 60 plus in a playoff game against the Celtics, and I'm watching a lot of pull up 12 footers, a lot of short corner, you know, baseline J's.
Right.
That's, I mean, back then, yeah, but now it's only, maybe if it's Michael Jordan, you want to try to cover him up a little bit, but it's almost like, okay, if you're going to take that.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch games, and, you know, we watch them all the time in terms of preparation, you just, when you really understand it and the science behind it and the logic behind it, you watch other teams either do it and take a lot of non-rim twos and go, oh yeah, look at that. Or you see a team that's emphasizing rim and threes, and you can definitely tell the difference. You know, we have a little joke up in our office among the coaches that when we see a team taking a lot of non-rim twos, they haven't gotten the memo yet. That hasn't reached them because it's pretty obvious when you really study it and you know what you're looking for. It's pretty glaring, the teams that are emphasizing it.
And that is where the data shows you. You think you can see different things, but you know, if it's whoever on your staff, hey, coach here, and then makes it crystal clear.
Yeah, I mean, you put the numbers, I mean, it makes sense, but then you start seeing it on paper and you see how the numbers add up, or in the case of a lot of mid-range jump shots, don't add up. I mean, the highlights get shown, as you mentioned, the Jordan, you know, and that's why he's the greatest of all time.
Yep.
Not LeBron.
Thank you very much.
But that's one of 10 million right there.
Yes.
So it's when you really see it and you study it and you understand it and you see the shot charts and you see analytically how it all lays out, and then you start really putting that to film and watching live play, it makes sense, at least in today's world. Maybe in 10 years from now, the game will change again. But now this is, I think, the most efficient way to play.
Do you think we could convince the current players that Jordan was better than LeBron?
That'd be a 50-50 split. There's still some. They have to really dig. Now those guys weren't alive, most of them, when he was playing. So
Jordan could still probably score about 25 or 30, which is not bad considering he's 60 years old or whatever he is. So we'll take a break. Badgers getting ready for Detroit Mercy on Sunday afternoon. More of the Coach Guard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Save big money on everything you need in Menards. Bring charm and warmth to your home with a Hensley electric fireplace from Pleasant Hearth. Easily adjust the flame's brightness and temperature with the included remote control. It features a classic white finish with farmhouse-style details, plus storage for your home entertainment. Hurry in now to Menards and view all our great deals on Menards.com right now.
Boys, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
We'll be right back.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show a bit later. We'll check in with a couple of Minnesota guys, Nolan Winter and Jack Janicki. They like to clash, by the way, about what's better, Lakeville North or White Bear Lake. Janicki says you're going to vacation in White Bear Lake, but concedes that Lakeville North has a pretty good basketball program.
So. Yeah, that would those two aren't probably in the same conversation.
No, I asked Nolan best of seven series, and he said that's not even a question.
Probably would only go four games.
But we talked about it on last week's show about, you know, the progression of Jack Janicki, and you got to look at stuff beyond a box score. I mean, he plays about 5.5 minutes the other day, and there's could be the next game where you might need him for 15 or more.
Right.
Who knows? But the basketball IQ. That's
yeah, it's really and the thing with Jack when you and sometimes it appears on the stat page, sometimes it doesn't. He just impacts winning. And that's the more I get to understand his game, and I think as he develops, the more I appreciate the little things he does that impact winning. Illinois comes in and has 3 assists in like 4 minutes. I mean, just rarely out of position, rarely making a mistake. He's one of those guys that helps cover up other defensive miscues of others because of his positioning and awareness. So, and has embraced his role. And we've talked about that a lot with Gilmore and with McGee. But Janicki, too, also is understanding what this team needs in 24-25. And he's morphed his game to fit what his role is on this team and, you know, is doing a really good job of it.
It seems like Carter's on a really nice run right now with what he's doing. I mean, he's knocking down a couple shots as well, but I know we mentioned him last week and you know, probably the week before, but this guy has really, again, the value is teammates know.
Oh, absolutely. Know. Yeah, I mean, he's quite frankly playing the best basketball of his career, which you would hope you hit the pinnacle, right, as a senior. That means you've continued to get better. But I think not only does he continue to get better, he really understands, and I don't want to say stay in his lane because that means like we have barricades up on him, but he understands what he can be good at and what this team needs, much like Janicki does. What does this team need from me in the role that I'm in and go in and just maximize that? So that's simply how fast he moves the ball from side to side when he's involved in the ball screens is a valuable commodity that he doesn't over dribble. He used to over dribble. He'd want to pound it and go hand it off all the time. Now he swings it and he's sprinting to a ball screen. The covering up of things defensively, much like Janicki does, he's kind of a watchman out there that helps other people out. The offensive rebounding, he's drawn fouls by going to the offensive glass at times, and he's extended possessions. So, and then he's, you know, he's banged into three. I put him in the game against Butler for defense towards the end of the game, and he says, oh, well, I'm going to show you. Here's a little offense to really put the dagger in. So I'm happy for him that he's playing confidently and having fun here as a senior and playing some really valuable basketball for our team.
He was a prolific scorer in high school. I know it's a different animal, high school to playing at this level. We talked before the game and in the pregame interview before Butler about the progression of a guy like Ricardo Greppi, and it's fun to talk about player development in the age we're in. It still really matters. This guy, it sounds like, has come a really long way in a fairly short
time. He has, really, and not just geographically.
Yes.
You know, from Como, Italy, but no, he has. I mean, fairness to him, quite frankly, we probably threw him in way too deep of water when he got here in September with the hill and everything. He just wasn't ready for it. So it's no fault of his. He didn't know what he was exactly walking into. He wasn't able to be here all summer for that 8 weeks, which I think would have been really instrumental in terms of fast tracking him more. But he has approached everything. He quite frankly, when he got here, I don't know if he could do 2 push-ups, Matt. You and I could probably beat him in a push-up contest at that point. Just he didn't have the body strength to be able to do that type of stuff. So he's made a commitment to that. I think his body has changed for the better. And what it's allowed him to do now is to show what his skill set is in terms of his. You talk about a magician in the ball screens because of how he's been developed, how he was trained in Europe. His passing, he's a little bit of a riverboat gambler at times, which is okay. You know, 3 out of 4 get through. but you just start to see now as he physically gets his feet on the ground, great, in better shape, gets stronger. Adjust to, I think it's been an adjustment to American basketball. It's a little faster than and more speed oriented than what it is in Europe, where it's more strategy and technique and those things, a little more cerebral. He's able to use what he's learned over there and then adjust to the speed of things here. And I think we're starting to see some of those cerebral technique things come out in his game.
You were mentioning his strength. You take a look at him and he's got the frame. I would imagine, I haven't talked to Snides specifically about Ricardo Greppi, Jim Snyder, we call Snides. I would think a guy like him is really excited about what Ricardo can be as Jim continues to get his hands on him in the weight room.
Yeah, I mean, he'll make the biggest jump in you know, the next 12 to 18 months will be when he'll really, you know, we'll get him not to eat spaghetti and pasta all the time and you know, continue to modify. Yeah, it is good. And he knows good Italian food. But just to modify some things to help him with his body transformation even more. But yeah, the time here, the weight room, the 4 days he'll have a week in the off season, the conditioning component, and just adapting to your environment. I mean, he's in a foreign country, you know, and you're trying to play at the highest level of college basketball. So I'm not lax on him, but I also got to have an empathy for what he's had to come through.
Yeah, there's all of that. And by the way, this is still a pretty good academic institution, and you're coming up on, you know, final exams as the fall semester winds down. This is something we visit about every year, but this is the University of Wisconsin. We always say they play school here. This is always that little tricky part here. You got final exams. You got one more game before a break and just making sure everybody's dialed in.
Yeah. Now, right? And, you know, monitoring really, you know, mental health is such an important thing. And as we see in the world around us all the time, that I really try to talk about, you know, the stress of academics, the stress of finals. I see it during the season too. It's not just during finals week. I see it in midterms. And you try to get I've tried to get to know my players really well and really read body language, mannerisms, those things. So you get to this time of the year and you look for warning signs, like is somebody operating on 2 hours of sleep and, you know, a bunch of Mountain Dew, or what what have they had to do? Now, the finals world, Matt, since you and I went through the gauntlet,
a little different.
A little different. Not the all-nighters, so to speak, and they're a little more spread out, but and more is online. So there's been advances for the better. But you still watch the stressors appear, you know, and I got my own son on the team, which is a really good barometer. I can really watch, because I know him like the back of my hand, I think. And, you know, it's anywhere from your own son to a guy that's been here for, you know, 5 months. You just try to ask a lot of questions and poke around and make sure everybody's in a good place.
Well, Isaac is a good student for one, and a good dunker apparently in the locker room. So what do you got on that, coach?
Well, I warned him after that. I thought I was, you know, obviously I love the celebrations because our guys, you know, put a lot of work in, and winning is not easy. It doesn't just happen. So let them celebrate. Heck yeah. I thought I was getting water thrown on me, so I kind of ducked. And then obviously I realized, and I had seen the little Nerf hoop that they had put in there, that the event had given every team a Nerf hoop. So I probably should have. My brain didn't go there pregame. I was more focused on the Bulldogs, not the postgame, what was going to happen. But I did warn him after everybody calmed down and I was giving my congratulatory, you know, comments to the team and pointing out all the good things. I said, you know, buddy, Christmas is coming. You know, your stocking may be a little lighter than
that
your
dunk has a
two
price.
Sisters. Yes, exactly. It's fun now, but we'll see Christmas morning how much it pains you.
No, it's fun. It's fun that you get, and a lot of stuff in the locker room is, I know it, the old line was that sacred, but I think when fans get a little glimpse of that on social media too, it's like, well, these guys are having some fun here. They're allowed to enjoy.
Absolutely.
You better
enjoy it.
Yes.
I mean, life's too short not to enjoy it, and these guys work too hard not to enjoy it, and they're still kids. I mean, I don't care if they were, you know, NBA players. You enjoy it. I mean, you enjoy the good times because you go through a lot together. And I think there was a few other candidates, I guess, that expelled themselves from the duck candidacy, that they said they weren't going to try to do that to Coach Garden. Isaac volunteered himself.
Yeah, Isaac was the guy. That was probably a wise choice on their part. So Detroit Mercy coming in here. Mark Montgomery, a very familiar name for Big Ten fans. Obviously a four-year starter for Coach Heathcote back in the day. Longtime assistant for Tom Izzo. Had an extended run as a head coach at Northern Illinois. And it's kind of starting over there, right?
Yeah.
After a year ago and the transfer using the portal. And a lot of local.
I mean, he's made, you know, obviously he's been in Michigan his whole career, other than the Northern Illinois stint, but you know, he's that used to be when Perry Watson was there. It was a really, and when we were at Milwaukee with Coach Ryan, Perry was there, and that was a really good program, you know. And I think just the sign of the times, how difficult those programs and jobs are, just because of the portal and NIL and everything that's sucked from the programs at that level and taken from. But Mark is, you know, trying to rebuild that program, and obviously it's a very proud program. As I'm watching film, the court's named after Dick Vitale.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, and Mark's a really good coach and a great person. He's got a lot of familiar faces on his bench, on his staff. So it, you know, he's in the building process. So they played well at times, and then they've had some, you know, some personnel issues that they've had to adjust their roster and who's playing. And like I said, he's in the infancy stages of trying to get that program back on track.
All right, Badgers and the Titans coming up on Sunday afternoon. That'll start at 1 o'clock. Our coverage will start at noon on Sunday. We'll take a break, and we continue. We'll get to the players' portion. Up first will be sophomore Nolan Winter. He's next as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots, and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Dino!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In official meeting rooms around the country, 538 electors for the 2024 presidential election met December 17th to cast their vote on behalf of their state's results. 13 of those Electoral College electors are accused 2020 fake electors, some of whom still face prosecution. Trump campaign associates coordinated a plot in 7 battleground states to submit a fraudulent slate of Republican electors. The plot failed when Vice President Mike Pence refused to participate and certified the results. The alleged fake electors in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, New Mexico, Georgia, and Arizona were investigated by state officials, the January 6th committee, and the special counsel. Fake electors in Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona still face trial. Nevada prosecutors just refiled charges December 12th. No charges were brought in New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. 13 of those electors were renominated by their state Republican parties as electors in 2024. 6 of the 15 awaiting trial for forgery in Michigan were renominated. 6 Nevada electors were reindicted last week on forgery charges, 2 of whom were renominated. Still unclear is whether Trump will include the fake electors in his promised pardons for those accused and convicted for the January 6th insurrection. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you, too, can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for the players portion of the Great Guard Radio Show, as we'll hear from a couple of guys from the state of Minnesota. In a few minutes, we'll visit with Jack Janicki out of White Bear Lake. But right now, we check in with Nolan Winters, sophomore out of Lakeville, Minnesota, part of that Lakeville North High School connection that's been very good for the Wisconsin Badgers. Winter, along with Jack Robison, the latest from that very good high school program. Of course, Tyler Wall, Nate Reavers before him. It's been a very good connection. The state of Minnesota has been very good for the Wisconsin program, as has been well documented. As for Nolan, well, we talk about his playing time being pretty much doubled now from a year ago. He's playing 22 minutes a game. He's averaging 10.5 points per contest, better than 5.5 rebounds. Really coming off a nice week, a very good second half last Tuesday in the game against Illinois down in Champaign. Ended up with 15 points and 7 rebounds against the Illini. And then Saturday against Butler was even better. 20 points. He had 8 rebounds. He and Stephen Krall, as we've talked about, really established their presence in that game against the Bulldogs. Now, we had a chance to visit with Nolan here recently. We talked about the increased playing time and how his role in general has increased. And yeah, he has embraced all of that and then some.
It's been awesome so far. It's been a really fun year. For me personally, my role, just really trying to do whatever it takes to win every night, whether it's playing more minutes of the four or the five, really whatever coach needs. And, you know, rebounding, I feel like something that I can bring to the team, along with stretching out at the floor, being able to hit the three ball at my size, is very be very beneficial for us. So I'm really just whatever the game brings to us, and throughout the course of the game, I'm just trying to do whatever it takes to win. But yeah, it's been an awesome year so far.
I know Coach Gard's always talked about you were more than willing last year. You never back down from sticking your nose in there. Yeah. But a little stronger, you feel like an increased strength has allowed you to you know, match up a little better with some of those big dudes that you're going to be up against day in and day out?
Yeah, I mean, I put a lot of time in with Snides in the weight room this summer, so obviously I think that's going to help. But I feel like I was raised by my parents to be like, whether you're down 50 pounds or 50 pounds, you got to just – It's all heart. So, I mean, that was kind of my motto last year. Like, I don't care if it's Zach Edey I'm going up against or whoever. Like, I'm just going to go in there, throw my body in there, and just go to work. So, but yeah, I feel stronger this year for sure and more capable of kind of holding my own.
What's the bigger challenge? The reason I want to preface the question, you know, I work with Brian Butch, mm-hmm. and he talked about he kind of hated going up against teams that maybe 6'7", 6'8", was as tall as it. Yeah. Now, you've gone the Zach Edey's of the world, mm-hmm. you know, guys like, you know, with Arizona, with Michigan. What's the one that you kind of like, what's the bigger challenge? The smaller guys with quickness or the big dudes? Or
honestly, as crazy as it sounds, but Steven would agree too, we talk about this. Playing against, like, smaller, quicker dudes, like, we should be able to dominate, and I think we've held our own against them. But, like, yeah, they just love to run around and stretch out the seven-footers on the court, which is fine, and I think we did a solid job kind of guarding there and getting out there. But it's a completely different game when you have five dudes that are all that can play point guard, and then you got me and Steve out there who's 7 foot. So, yeah, it's just a completely different game. But that's kind of what basketball is now. Everyone's able to run around and shoot and do that kind of stuff. So we're just trying to adapt to that, and I think we've done a pretty good job. But, yeah, playing against those guys, it's kind of like we're ready for Big Ten play to come around and these bigger opponents. So,
that's exactly what Brian said.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is you're a big dude who can move around and can shoot. So that's something that part of what's going on now is right in your wheelhouse, right? I mean, you're a big dude. Big guy, but you can step out to three and you feel pretty comfortable there, right?
Yeah, and we've made it a point of emphasis. I got to get more up. I just got to stay confident in it. I know I'm a good shooter. Throughout my childhood, I played like point guard, so I know I got that shot in me and just kind of what it takes. So just trusting it and getting more up and letting it flow.
How fun is this offense right now?
It's awesome.
The fans are loving it, what you're doing. What makes it that much fun for you?
all five of or everyone who steps on the court loves the offense. It's fast-paced. It kind of feels like a newer era of basketball. It's getting up and down. And every time someone catches it, we're looking to score. It's not like, okay, let's get it on. Let's go through this set and do that kind of stuff. It's like boom, boom, shot, okay, moving on, that kind of stuff. And I think players love it. I mean, it's high-scoring offense, as we've seen. It's able to get everyone involved. Everyone who's got a shot is willing to shoot, and it's been awesome.
As we talk the Big Ten season, you're going through the two December games, and I know you guys operate one day at a time, one game at a time, but is there a part of you that kind of peeks ahead, like at this new Big Ten in Oregon, Washington, SC, UCLA, like, wow, what's this going to be all about?
I'm excited for that California trip we got coming up. Or is it USC and UCLA?
Yeah, January. That's a good place to be in January.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that. So, yeah, just being able to play these new teams in the Big Ten, see how we match up with them. That'll be fun going out to Cali and have them coming here. It's fun, and I love that it's kind of expanding. It's bringing new competitors into the Big Ten and, get a little taste of the West Coast.
What's the most important thing or couple of things that you learned last year as a freshman that are helping you now as a sophomore?
I'd just say how vital it is to, one, obviously be in the weight room, but now it's kind of, we still lift, and we make that a point of emphasis, but that was more for me in the summer, just taking every rep, every day seriously in there. But more on the court, just listening to the coach and just going hard every day in practice, on the court, that kind of stuff, because I know that we got 16 guys, 17 guys on the team that are all very capable of playing out here. I mean, we're all talented and we're all hungry for minutes, so I think that's what's kind of making us great is we're all pushing each other, we're all highly competitive, and practices have been awesome. So if you don't bring it any day in practice, you're going to get your butt kicked.
Finally, at the risk of wearing out the topic, but in a good way, the Lakeville North tradition continues. Yourself, Jack Robinson, you got Tyler, you got Nate in the past. Do you wear out your teammates maybe, especially like Janicki from White Bear Lake about the tradition that is Lakeville North?
It's not even the tradition with Janicki. It's just like how he thinks White Bear Lake is so much better than Lakeville. And we'll have all of these arguments in the locker room, and me and Jack will go up against him almost every day on how White Bear Lake has all this tradition. That's what he loves, their tradition. So, we get after it down there.
So if it was a best of seven series, how would that go?
Between Lakeville and White Bear? Oh my gosh, that's not even a question. That's Lakeville and four.
Just a clean sweep, right?
But they're Minnesota, so I will give them the respect that they get. I mean, they're a good team. They made the state tournament when I was a senior. Janicki was a large part in that, so they're a good team. They'll put up a fight, but I got Lakeville and four.
And I think we're going to be due for a rebuttal from Jack Janicki about Lakeville versus White Bear Lake. We'll talk about that and more as we continue with Jack Janicki in a couple of minutes as the Greg Gard Show rolls on right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
The Greg Gard Show continues, as does our players' portion of the program. We thank Nolan Winter for spending a few minutes with us. And now we have a chance to hear from redshirt freshman Jack Janicki out of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Redshirted a year ago, but as the summer was rolling along and then into training camp, he was making more and more of a favorable impression. And Greg Gard has said on multiple occasions he needs to find a chance to get more minutes for Janicki. He played 6 minutes and change in Saturday's game, but he is certainly someone who has proven that he belongs in the rotation. You think of that Arizona game, no hesitation, knocking down shots in that Big Badgers win against the Wildcats on that special night in which the Final Four teams, as well as head coach Bo Ryan, all were honored. As for Jack, we asked him what was the biggest lesson he learned from his redshirt year that's helping him now.
I think I learned that college basketball is really hard, and it takes hard work and trust in your coaches and your teammates if you want to succeed. So those two takeaways just sort of put me into a spot where, you know, I thought I could contribute this year.
And you certainly are. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment or a stretch of time last year where you felt like, okay, you know it's really hard, but that you broke through and you're like, okay, yeah, not only do I think I can do this, I know I can do this.
I don't think there's particular moments where you sort of realize that you can compete, just because, you know, the process of a season is so long and it takes a while to get better. But, you know, as the year went on and I continued to play on the scout team, I did feel myself getting more comfortable out there on the court with players that were competing at a high level out on the main court. Mm-hmm. So I felt if I could do it in practice, it should translate to a game. So I would say by, you know, February to March last year, I felt like, you know, I was a part of the team that could contribute.
So as you transition to being now in the rotation, what was it like the first, I mean, it's not like you hadn't played basketball before, but the role has changed. What was that like, first time on the floor, part of the rotation this season?
It had been a year and a half since I competed in a basketball game, so yeah, the first couple games were they were honestly just a feeling out process as a freshman, just where I can find my spots, you know, defensively and offensively, where do I need to get better. And, you know, as the last couple of weeks have went forward and we've had some hiccups, I think it's been a good experience for me and for the group to just see even more like what we need to improve on. And I think defensively, we need to make some jumps, and practices like today, we're going to keep making jumps, and I'm excited for another opportunity to get on the court.
One of the things that coaches say about you, Jack, is that players, they trust you because you are where you're supposed to be, at both ends of the floor. It's another way of saying he's got a really high basketball IQ. Mm-hmm. Have you always felt like your knowledge of the game has given you a great jump?
Yeah, I think my basketball IQ is probably my number one strength as a player. Just coming from a basketball family, my mom played high-level Division I basketball at Notre Dame, and my dad was just not athletic enough, but he knows enough about the games, and he raised me on Celtics basketball. So I've been watching a lot of basketball, playing a lot of basketball, and naturally I've just sort of gained a feel for the game.
Celtics basketball, you said?
Celtics.
The Boston Celtics.
Big-time Celtics fan. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How's that go over?
Oh, it's been going great the last year. Inside the locker room, it doesn't go over great, but back home, it goes over real well when we get a championship. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned your mom, Stacy, All-American at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, a son will talk to his mom, but can you have, like,
You could have like legitimate basketball discussions too, just of what you go through on and off the floor as a student athlete.
As a middle schooler, she was probably more beneficial for me with on-court stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, how to guard an outside or how to find a big on a roll. But now that I'm a, you know, college athlete and she's the only one in my family who's also a college athlete, I find myself asking her a lot about stuff that isn't even basketball related. You know, how did you balance time? How did you feel when, you know, you got back from a trip and you had an exam the next day? Stuff that she can relate to that other people in my family can't. So it's nice to talk to her and just see what she thinks about certain case scenarios, and you know, also just being a mom and uplifting me and providing love, so I feel confident and feel good.
It's an important thing that you just mentioned here, actually multiple important things, but it, you know, the balance, because there's a lot that is involved now in college athletics, but they still, as the line goes, you guys are still expected to play school. Yeah. You're supposed to go to class.
I'm playing a lot of school.
You're playing a lot of school. And then you are coming back. I mean, you get some of these road games that are at 8 o'clock at night, and you're getting back. Yeah. It's 1:32 in the morning. How is that? You're living this now. You knew it was coming, but it's one thing to know it's coming. It's another thing to be in the middle of it.
Yesterday was one of those days where we got back. I probably got back to my apartment around 1:30, and then you were with us.
Yeah, yep.
And I have an accounting exam the next morning at 9:30.
I didn't have one.
You didn't have that?
No, I did not. No.
So, yeah, it was – that was not a fun thing to do, but, you know, school is going to carry me for 40 years after these 4 years that basketball takes me. So staying locked in on the books is definitely something that I want to keep doing while I'm here.
Smart guy. Okay, now I got to get to the really meat and potatoes of this. So I had to sit down with Nolan Winter, and obviously Lakeville North, great tradition there. He and Jack Robinson and guys before, Tyler Wall, Nate Reavers. And I said, okay, how much do you guys talk about this in the locker room? And he said, that's funny you ask. You know, I was talking to Janicki about this. I said, okay, if you have a best of seven series, and I think the quote was, that's not even a question. So he claims it would only take four games to take care of it. So now I got to give you the floor here. You go best of seven, White Bear Lake, Lakeville North. How's that go?
What I would say about Lakeville North is obviously the Wisconsin basketball fan knows a lot about Lakeville North. But that's all Lakeville North has to offer, really. Getting guys to come to Wisconsin is Lakeville North's number one thing. My town's got character. We've got history. We're a hockey town, and that's true to Minnesota. You know, I come from most of my friends in high school were hockey players, and my high school basketball team wasn't as good as Lakeville North historically was, but I love having sort of that small town character, White Bear Lake. I think it's something that Jack and Nolan lack, to be honest. Yeah.
Can you skate if you had to?
No.
No? Okay.
I tried, and it was probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever done, because everyone else around me can always skate, and I cannot skate.
All right. So would you concede that Lakeville North might win the series then against White Bear Lake?
Or? They would win a series of basketball games, but if I was a outsider looking to vacation, I had a week in the summer in Minnesota, I would go to White Bear Lake seven times out of seven over Lakeville North.
I'm
being completely honest. What camera is it? White Bear Lake is a better place to be.
So have you invited those guys up to maybe vacation?
I always invite them up. You know, it's a long drive to get up somewhere as beautiful as White Bear Lake. I'm north of Twin Cities. They're a bit south, but you know, this summer I'm going to force them to come up and experience the Minnesota lake life the right way.
That's good. It's very, very nice of you. It's kind of fun to have that banter too, the guys. Anybody else chime in?
Someone from White Bear Lake to get here again.
Does Crowell chime in at all from his
hometown? Crowell knows that Egan doesn't compete with a whole lot, and he went to Eastview, so the Egan doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, guys, it sounds like you guys keep each other honest. And
the Minnesota
guys have fun, too.
The Minnesota guys are competitive, and we've all known each other for a long time. It's fun, yeah.
I would ask those guys, did you get grief from your folks, from the fans back there when you told them you were going to be a Badger? But you had a lot of options.
Funny enough, most of the people in Minnesota that I'm really close with are more Badgers fans than Gophers fans. My sister goes here. My aunt went here. So naturally, my family's going to be a little bit more lenient towards here. But I do have some high school friends whose parents threw me a couple jabs when I went here, but it was nothing but love.
And that's your rebuttal, White Bear Lake versus Lakeville, and just an all-around good addition to this team is Jack Janicki, the latest from the state of Minnesota, coming in and helping the Badgers program. We'll take a break. We'll check out the Big Ten schedule in the coming days as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to connect the idea of imagining yourself being good at money with my favorite academic research paper ever, which is about shooting free throws. Basketball. Stay with me. The study had one group of players practice their free throws every day for an extra 2 hours, and then another group of players imagining themselves practicing free throws for the same amount of time every day. The researchers called this simulated mental practice. The research showed that the mental practice, without any actual physical execution, improved their free throw shooting more than just going through the motions. I'm not saying that imagining yourself good with money will suddenly make you a gazillionaire, or imagining that free throw shooting is going to make you Damian Lillard, but both can help. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy. The Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than your old room.
All the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone. Take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
Think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We thank Nolan Winter and Jack Janicki for joining us on tonight's show. And, of course, we thank head coach Greg Gard, as always. We'll do this again in a couple of weeks. Going to take a little break from the coaches' show here as the Badgers get ready for their final game of 2024 coming up on Sunday afternoon against Detroit Mercy. Again, tip time set for 1 o'clock. Our coverage will start at noon. Big Saturday, teams are jamming in these games before they all hit the pause button. You've got Princeton and Rutgers squaring off in Newark. Rutgers, of course, winning one at the buzzer here in recent days. Penn State will play Drexel at Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. You got Indiana at home against Chattanooga. Syracuse and Maryland will hook up at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Michigan State, fresh off the win. Tom Izzo and Greg Campy wearing the Grinch sweaters as the Spartans have beat Oakland earlier this week. They'll be at home on Saturday against FAU. Fairleigh Dickinson makes the trip to the barn to take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. At Madison Square Garden, a 2 o'clock game on Saturday afternoon, UCLA will face North Carolina. A bit later in the day, Northwestern at home against DePaul. The Blue Demons off to a very good start. Chris Holtman in his first year, the former Ohio State coach, doing some good work with DePaul. Our coverage again starts at noon. Tip time set for 1 o'clock on Sunday for the Badgers and Detroit. On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A short-term government funding plan collapses as President-elect Donald Trump makes new demands days before a partial shutdown is set to kick in. GOP Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
It creates real problems for the American people, and I think we should do everything in our power to prevent a government shutdown.
The Federal Reserve cuts its key interest rate and also signals that it expects to reduce rates more slowly next year than previously thought, largely because of still elevated inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The Federal Open Market Committee decided to take another step in reducing the degree of policy restraint by lowering our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
TikTok is getting its hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court over its bid to prevent being banned in this country. CBS News technology contributor Ian Scherer.
This case is teeing up what could be one of the biggest First Amendment questions that we have faced in years.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.